Thank you for calling the Together with GSK support line.
If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If you need medical advice, please contact your healthcare provider.
If you know your party's extension, please press 1.
For Jim Perley, press 2. For Ojara, press 3. For Zajula, press 4.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. We may collect your personal information to respond to your questions or requests. Please see us.gsk.com for our privacy notice.
Please enter your 5-digit zip code. The zip code you entered is
38138.
Please enter your 5-digit zip code. The zip, if that's wrong, please enter your 5-digit zip code. The zip code you entered is
38138.
If that's wrong, press 1. Please enter your 5-digit zip code. The zip code you entered is
38138.
If that's wrong, press 1.
Your agent's extension is 1182.
The person you are trying to reach is unavailable. If you would like to leave a message, please press 1. If you'd rather speak with someone else, press 2.
Thank you. We'll get you to an agent for further assistance.
To help us improve our customer service, please stay on the line after the agent hangs up to take a brief survey.
Good afternoon. This is Mary, Nurse Navigator, with Together with GSK, Patient Support Program. This is your reported mom. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Mary. This is Carl speaking from the provider's office. I'm looking for a claim status. So, yeah, can you please help me with that?
What office did you say you're calling from?
I'm calling from the West Clinic.
Okay. And what is the patient's last name?
It would be Boyd. B-O-Y-D.
Okay, and what is the first name?
It will be Renisha. It spells as an R-A-N-E-S-H-I-A.
I have Boyd, B as in Bravo, O as in Oscar, Y as in Yankee, D as in Dog, and Renisha, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha, N as in November, E as in Echo, S in Sierra, H Hotel, I Igloo, A Alpha.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay.
And may I know your
last
name?
It is S.
Alrighty.
I'm just pulling her up, okay. Do you have her date of birth by chance so I can verify that I have the right patient?
It would be 9/11 of 1991.
Okay. Did you receive a phone call already regarding something?
Actually,
or you guys placed a claim and you're just waiting to get feedback on the claim?
Yeah. Actually, we have filed a claim to you guys and it was approved.
Okay.
For $7,077.85.
Okay. So it was already approved, but you haven't... The money hasn't been released yet? Is that what it is?
Yes. We ran the card, however, and it got declined by the system.
Oh, okay. I feel like we've been running into this issue. Um, me look one more place.
Okay, we have received a letter from your side. The card has been, the date of service 5/9/2025 was paid and amount loaded was $7,077.85.
What was the date of that?
We received a fax on 6, I'm sorry.
No, you're okay.
Yeah, it would be 8/6/2025. We received the letter on August 6th of 2025.
I know that with the migration and the expansion of this program, there's been some, like, weird delays. Let me find out. And I think they're basically stating that if there's card issues where, hold on, I'm trying to find one more place that I can look. That we can escalate it essentially to see if, a check can be sent if there's issues with the cards. But I don't want to tell you a lie. I've got one more place that I can look.
Okay. And we do have card information. If you have.
Yeah. No, I should be able to find. If you just give me like 1 second. I mean, don't count me, but give me a second and let me see if I can get this sound so I can figure out what's going on for you.
Wait, take your time.
Yeah, it says the balance is there, the $7,077.90. Okay. Alrighty. Can I put you on a, okay, so actually I don't want to put you on hold because I might, it might take a minute for me to get someone. There's a phone number that I can call to kind of figure out like why it's loaded, but you don't have access to it. The number that I see that you called on, the 737-703-1901, is that the best extension I can get you at?
No, you can call us back.
Okay.
901-610-4114.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there an extension? Oh, it's a direct line. Perfect. And will I get, it's not a direct line?
Yeah, this is call. You can call.
So this is a direct number, or I need to dial an extension?
Oh, no, this is a direct line.
Okay, and then, yes, 610-4114.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is your name again? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, this is Carl. It spells as in Kilo Alpha Romeo Lima. And my last initial would be K as in Kilo.
Okay, perfect. All right. As soon as I'm going to call another number, there's a number that I can call to kind of figure out what's going on that you can't run it. What is the balance that you're trying to run the card for?
We have tried to run for $7,077.85.
And 85 cents. So it's still below the number that's available on this card. Okay, I will let them know and see what they want me to let you know, okay?
Okay, and if you have to verify the card number that we have ran, I can provide it to you.
I think, yeah, go ahead and tell me what that card is.
So, we ran the card with the card number 5165.
5165
6 000.
6000.
0521.
0521.
2532.
2532.
With the CVV 339.
339.
And the expiration was 128. It's January
28th. 1-2028. Okay. All right. Let me call this other number, see if I can't get an answer for you. And then once I get like a solid answer, I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay, yeah, sure. Thank you so much for this, Mary.
Alrighty. Thank you so much. All right. Let me see if I can get you an answer, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.